It certainly indicates that the government of South Africa is getting rather keen about speeding up the land reform process, possibly with the events of Zimbabwe over the last few years as quite a motivation. This follows a conference in July on land reform that found that the current approach of a willing buyer, willing seller is unsuitable in trying to attain the goal of 30% of agricultural land in South Africa being black-owned by the year 2014. At the moment, 80% of such land is white-owned.
Now, you mentioned Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe does have a policy of forcible removal of white farmers. Is this the same thing, or is this something that's different?
I think it's totally different. There is an allowance in the constitution for the expropriation of land as allowed for, but I think that the Mbeki government is quite conscious of the situation in Zimbabwe that where the expropriation of farmland has really led to an agricultural collapse, and the government has assured the South African nation that they are not going to do anything reckless. This particular case, we are talking about a farm that was acquired from the apartheid government after the black owners of the land were forced off the land in 1969. So I think those kinds of farms that were acquired really as a direct result of apartheid oppression, they are probably going to be more pressurized than a farm that has been in the family for hundreds of years.